My name is Ronnie Galvin. I am the executive director, which means I'm the executive cheerleader at Impact Silver Spring. Our mission is we build community-based networks that ignite inclusive economies and vibrant communities. And our whole kind of theory or practice is around how people can connect in community in a place that is becoming as increasingly multicultural, or I coined a new word, pluricultural, as Montgomery County. We think in order for folks to thrive here, we need to help people develop the skill and the will to live and work and play and pray across lines of difference.
So I know that you came to Silver Spring several years ago from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. When you first came here to visit, what did you see in Montgomery County and in Silver Spring in particular?
Oh, that is such a great question. So Frankie Blackburn, who is the founding executive director, indomitable spirit, and Rianberto Rodriguez, who was affiliated with the organization years ago, was showing me around. And the thing that I remembered when I went back to Atlanta to talk to my wife and my kids about the possibility of relocating here is that it wasn't so much what I saw, it was what I felt. I felt as if this was a place that appeared to be progressive in its politics, that it was a place where we could, my wife and I, could build the kind of community that was fair, just, equitable, loving, and as King said, beloved. And so we pulled up stakes from Atlanta and came here to try to do that.
So how would you characterize poverty in Silver Spring these days? I mean, if you look at census data, it seems that poverty is on the rise. Is that what you're seeing in your day-to-day work?
We are. So I would echo what you just said. It is growing. And it is probably something that has always been in Montgomery County, but the rapid escalation of folks who are struggling, I think, has got everybody's attention. I was in a presentation just yesterday, and Uma Alawalia, who is the director of our Department of Health and Human Services, talked about the dramatic growth in food stamp SNAP benefit applications. It was hundreds of percents growth. And so it is growing, but at the same time, because of Montgomery County's history of and tradition of prosperity, it's hidden. It's not hidden, though, when it's like your neighbor. But, and even then, sometimes it is, but it's hidden to those outside of our county who really have, with some of us, drunk the Kool-Aid of Montgomery County, who still see it as this kind of wealthy county. It is wealthy in some parts, but in other parts, we have enclaves of families who are struggling.
Do you see your organization's role growing in the county in the years to come? I mean, success would mean you would shrink yourselves out of existence, right?
Yes.
But I'm guessing that's not where you see the situation heading.
You're talking to the wrong guy, because that's exactly what should happen. I have said to a number of my nonprofit sisters and brothers, I've even said this to Uma, kind of jokingly, I hope that we do our job so well that we put everybody out of business, including us. And I'm from Miami, Florida. I would love to just go sit down somewhere where it's sunny all the time because the work is done. And so I actually am trying to go the other way. And again, Montgomery County, we left this out, not only has, I think, the kind of spirit that can really do this kind of thing, we also have the resources. Now, our resources aren't inexhaustible, but my hope and prayer is that we can do something now while the spirit and the resources are present at the same time at a scale that we can really get this done.